from Hollywood, John Morrell and Company, makers of three-flavor Red Heart, America's favorite dog food, present Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's lovable motion picture star, Lassie. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Red Heart presents the world's most famous dog, Lassie, in person. Say, when you sit down to a meal, you expect to enjoy your food now, don't you? The more you enjoy it, the more heartily you eat and the better you feel. No wonder that dog of yours welcomes his meal every time when you feed the three delicious Red Heart flavors in rotation. Red Heart variety keeps him enjoying his food. All three Red Heart flavors, beef, fish, and cheese, are flavors dogs like. And all three contain exactly the same wholesome meat and meat byproducts. Get all three and feed them in rotation. Just ask for three-flavor Red Heart. Diets A, B, and C. And now to introduce our story, followed by this week's Red Heart Award for Valor, here is Lassie's owner and trainer, Rudd Weatherwax.
Thank you, Charlie, and hello, everyone. Well, today, Lassie will have the pleasure of playing the part of Spotty, a Dalmatian, or as many folks call them, a coach dog. Our story takes place in the days of the horse-drawn fire wagon, and Spotty was a special friend of Patty Shanahan, who drove the great snorting pumper cart. As our story begins, they have just returned from a fire, and we find Patty rubbing down the horse.
When Irish eyes are smiling, yours is like a morning spring. In the little of Irish laugh. There now, Rocky, old boy, all the sweat scraped off your neat as a pin. Ah, don't he look the pretty one now, Scotty. Ah, you see, old Rock, even Spotty likes your looks.
Well, Patty.
Oh, yes, sir, Captain Rock. You'll be wanting me.
Not I, Patty. Chief Clancy's in the office. Wants to talk with you.
Oh, he does he? Well, now, I'll bet I know what it's about. Captain, I'll bet me new rubber boots we're going to get some of them newfangled automobile trucks in this station. Now then, Chief Clancy, I'll learn to drive them stink pots, but I tell you now, they'll never replace the horse.
Well, Paddy, how long have you been on the fire force, Paddy?
Well, counting me year as a rookie, 33 years, sir.
Well, you're eligible for your pension, Pat. Haven't you ever thought of retiring?
What, sir? Me? Retire? Me? A brat of a lad, only 57? No, sir, not me. I'm going to learn to drive them automobile trucks and keep her going for a long time. But they'll never replace the horse, sir.
Paddy, I hate to say this, but... Well, we have to retire. Trucks are different from horses. We're putting on some new young men who understand them. You've done your work. You can rest now.
Oh, I see, sir. It was bound to happen. Well... I've got 2 acres in the country. Maybe now me and Molly can have a bigger garden.
That's the boy. You've been a great fireman, Patty.
I've done my job, sir. But now, Chief Clancy, if them automobiles is coming in, what's happening to the horses?
Wait, the horses will be sold at auction, Patty.
I was thinking of old Rock. He's getting old like me, sir. I've been driving that horse between shafts for 10 years. Why, I was the first man to clap a harness on old Rock's back. What about him? Oh, I'd like to have him, sir.
You do with old Rock, Paddy?
Well, now, I've got 2 cows on my little place, and I can buy 3 more good and cheap. I was just thinking me and old Rock could get us a little milk route. No sense in either one of us quitting altogether.
Well, I guess you'll just have to come to the auction, Paddy. It's the rule of the city council.
And how about the dog, Spotty?
He'll be sold at the auction also, Paddy.
Then I'll be there, and devil the man that can outbid Patty Shanahan.
Come here, pup. $10 and he's 12 years old.
All right, here's 10. Who'll give me 11?
11.
Here's 11. Who'll make it 12?
$12 and 50 cents.
I've got 12.50. Who'll make it 13? Who'll make it
13?
I'll make it $15 and shut your face, you spalpeen, or I'll loosen your teeth for you.
Down to the gentleman for $15.
Peddling milk with old Rock ain't so bad, Spotty. He knows the route already. Now then, let me see. 3 quarts to Mrs. Quinn. 9 kids she's got. Huh? 3 quarts ain't a drop in the bucket to what she'll need. Maybe we'll toss in a couple of extra quarts, eh, Spotty? Oh, for the love of heaven, be quiet. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We'll wake up the whole neighborhood. Hi there, Rock. Did you think we was gone for good? Now let me put me empties in the wagon. Now then, hop in, Spotty. Spotty. Shut up, Spotty. We'll wake the whole neighborhood. What's eating you, pup? What are you looking at? Oh, I see it. There's a glow in the sky. There's a fire right enough. That'd be the big old Nelson warehouse on the waterfront. You're right, Spotty. I'll phone on that police call box. Hello. Hello. Now who's talking? Oh, Flanagan, is it? Well, now this is Paddy Shanahan. Oh, the devil, would you never mind what I'm doing at your police box? It ain't for conversation with the likes of you. There's a fire at Water and Front Street. Now then, stay awake long enough to call the fire lads and tell them to get there. That is, that their automobile fire wagons can make it. Goodbye. Come along, Spotty lad. We'll have to go to this fire. Get up, Buck. Get up there. Get up there, boy. Get going. Get up, Joe.
That corridor, there's a bad draft from the wind going down the river.
Hey, got the river door closed, sir. The draft stopped. The men I sent in didn't come out.
They didn't? Be sure.
Positive, Chief Clancy. I sent Joe Reardon and Mike Donovan in. They got the river door closed because the draft they're building has been stopped. We haven't seen the two men since.
Oh, we're going to get them out of there.
Hello, Chief.
Say, this is quite a fire.
Pretty bad, Patty.
Now, come to I come here to offer me services.
Look, Patty. We appreciate it and all that, but we're awfully busy. Two men, Mike Donovan and Joe Reardon, have been overcoming it in the court.
Now, wait. That's a job for me and Spotty.
Now, Patty, get out of here. You're retired. We haven't had...
Now, just a minute, Chief. Mike Donovan is my best friend and near to retiring himself. It just so happens that me and Spotty is the best rescue team in the force. We've done it before. We can do it again.
What? What's this?
Patty's right, Chief. They pulled a good many men out.
Oh, this job is easy, Chief. The corridor's straight through the building to the river door. I know. Many's the time I've inspected this place. Give me a long rope. I'll tie it to Spotty. He'll lead me to the men. I'll tie the rope around the two of them, and Spotty runs out and barks. Then you fellas pull, and I crawl out behind the men.
Ah, but this thing you can't get through the flames.
Surface burning, Chief. That corridor's full of smoke, but not much flame yet. Oh, let us try, Chief.
Well, go to it, Paddy, and God be with
you. Oh, fine. Get a heavy rope. Spotty! Oh, come along, old dog. We'll tie a couple of our handkerchiefs over our noses and get to work.
That was a foolhardy thing to do, Captain. You should never let old Shanahan go into that fire.
Maybe you're right, Chief, but Paddy and Spotty have pulled off some pretty fancy job.
Yeah, but the man's old. He's retired from the force.
Hey, come on. Here's the dog. Pull on that rope, boys. Pull hard.
Okay.
No. Why, George Kemmerle, I never thought the old fellow'd make it.
Don't worry. Old Paddy has a few tricks up his sleeve that any department could use at a fire.
Hey, the men. They've got the men. Let's go, sir.
But look, Captain Rourke. They pulled Donovan and Reardon out, but where's old Paddy Shanahan?
Oh, you're right, Chief.
Spotty! Come here, Spotty. Spotty. Where's Paddy? Paddy. Where's Paddy, Spotty? Where's the dog going?
Hey, darn if I... Hey, Spotty! Come here, Spotty! Spotty, come back!
But the dog went back in the fire. He'd be killed.
Oh, no.
Chief! Oh, good.
Well, they're both here tonight, although I must admit Paddy looks a little out of place in a wheelchair with a Dalmatian dog in his lap. But I'm going to call on Paddy to tell us how he was saved.
Well, now, I'm embarrassed enough as it is, let alone making a speech. Saving my own miserable life was Spotty's idea. I don't know how it happened. Maybe when the wild fell, it blasted the river door open again. I don't know. I only know I come through in the river, and Spotty was still tugging at me collar, swimming all the way. Spotty's the hero, ain't you?
Well, Paddy, now that you've retired, how about a word from you on the fire department in general?
Well, sir, the men you got are good. But mark me words, them automobile trucks you got now will never replace the horse.
Well, thank you, Lassie, for a fine performance. Now, friends, in just a moment, Rudd Weatherwax will be back to present this week's Red Heart Award for Valor. But first, a word from our star.
Say, Lassie, you know, you seem to stand blistering heat a lot better than I do. Can you give me a reason? Oh, three reasons, huh? Oh, I get it. Three-flavor Red Heart, the diet that keeps you in such good shape you always feel fine, dog days or no. Huh? And you know, your dog will feel exactly the same way about three-flavor Red Heart, for it contains everything your dog needs to keep healthy, happy, and handsome the whole year round. And here's why. Three-flavor Red Heart is a complete diet made of wholesome meat and meat byproducts, perfectly balanced with other nourishing ingredients to keep your dog completely nourished. And because of Red Heart's taste variety, your dog always welcomes his meal when you feed those three flavors, beef, fish, and cheese, in rotation. Remember, all three contain exactly the same basic ingredients. Only the flavors differ. And three-flavor Red Heart is such good dog food, federally inspected. Give your dog a break the Red Heart way. And now, Lassie's owner and trainer, Rudd Weatherwax.
Thanks, Charlie. This week, our Red Heart Award for Valor is presented to a chow dog named Thumper of Portland, Oregon.
When fire started that caused $20,000 damage to four business buildings, Thumper, at the risk of his own life, managed to awaken his masters, Mr. and Mrs. Mike LaTosh, who had an apartment on the upper floor.
So today, in recognition of Thumper's bravery, we are sending Thumper a heart-shaped sterling silver locket for his collar, bearing the inscription,
Red Heart Award for Valor to Thumper for saving the lives of Mr. and Mrs. Mike LaTosh.
And along with Thumper's award goes a salute from Lassie. And a case of Red Heart, the food that all good dogs deserve.
And to Mr. and Mrs. Mike LaTosh of Portland, Oregon, our congratulations on having a swell dog like Thumper. Next week, Lassie brings you an exciting story of a dog who battled the floodwaters of a mighty river. Lassie is presented each week at this same time by John Morell and Company, makers of three-flavor Red Heart, the taste-tested food that your dog will enjoy, the health-tested food that will keep him in shape. Lassie appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, who invite you to see their Technicolor production of Alexander Dumas' The Three Musketeers, starring Lana Turner, Gene Kelly, and June Allison. This program is produced in Hollywood by Frank Perrin. It is directed by Harry Stewart. The story was by Hobart Donovan. This is Charles Lyon.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.